Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to AFL Nation for Elders, for Australian agriculture and Tyre Power. Tyre safety experts week in, week out.
Under the roof at Marvel Stadium for Collingwood and North Melbourne this afternoon. Looking forward to this clash. A 3:20 bounce. Brett Phillips alongside Adam White, Josh Jenkins to join us very shortly. We're going to go inside the Collingwood camp with their assistant coach, Scott Selwood. Thanks for your time, Scotty. Really appreciate it.
G'day, boys. Nice to speak to you.
What a big week for your football club. I think you do it as well as any club I can think of, just in terms of embracing the players, those around the players, but gee, he's got all the credit he deserves, Steele Sidebottom. Pre-bounce today for what has been a magnificent contribution across 299 games.
And such a likeable character in the AFL. I mean, what he's been able to do, just not for Collingwood fans, but for all fans in the AFL, he does it wears it with a smile no matter how we're going. And he fights, he competes, and just such a lovable guy. I mean, he did speak to the group and say how lucky he was to be a footballer because he doesn't know what else he'd be doing, but I just got the complete opposite opinion. People like that, they succeed at whatever they do because they're so good at with what they want to do out of life. They want to compete and they want to be successful.
So, Scott, did you ever have to play on him? You were one of the best defensive midfielders in the competition there for a while, and Steele's been one of the best offensive midfielders in the competition forever.
Well, it was funny how it worked out. They used to send, when I was playing at West Coast, they used to send Sidey to Andrew Gaff and match the run. And then
yes.
I used to have the pleasure of trying to go to Swanee, Pendles, Beamsy, Daisy, and whoever else was there. There was a number of guys, and effectively I was really the only defensive runner in my team at the time. So made for a tough day when I played the Pies.
Absolutely. We were talking about this a bit earlier about playing here versus the MCG as a coaching group. Do you get them playing much differently here to the MCG, or is it pretty much you roll out the same sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. We still want to play the same way. I mean, our effort and intensity is obviously the thing that we always come back to, but we do speak a little bit more about the awareness of the tempo of the game, especially against someone like North, where the game could be really fast for long periods of time. Or they might try and go the complete opposite way and try and defend with the football in hand and kick the ball around and switch the ball, which is what we're going to try and avoid or take out. So there's a few challenges for us around the tempo of the game, making sure we get the tempo right. If we get the tempo right, we're confident that it'll be a really good contest and we can try and come out on top like that. But there is a bit of a challenge within that.
Scott, what's your biggest focus at the moment? The outside looking in is just a great brand of footy that you're putting out there. There's that real cohesion between the whole 22, that sort of total buy-in. You can feel it, you can see it. When you're pulling it all apart during the week and you're sitting in a great spot, you've laid a great foundation. The thing that you're really trying to nail down the most that maybe is not quite there.
Yeah, the main thing that we're probably looking at a little bit is scores off turnover. Yep. So if you look at the premiership success or the premiership window of what's really important to make a really successful side is one of them is scores from stoppage, one of them is scores off turnover. And it's probably one thing we're lacking. And we did quite well in the first few rounds, but since then, Brendan Bolton's really gotten to work in his turnover game and what we're trying to do. So we have played a couple of games at Adelaide Oval, which makes it more difficult to score on the skinny ground and try and shape off the line. So a little bit of awareness around where we've played and who we've played. St Kilda like to flood back and make sure you can't score much and little things like that. But at the same time, we would like to be scoring more off turnover. We did well in that area last week, so we'll look to continue that going forward.
Are you finding that teams are playing you differently now as we're all getting used to how exciting it is watching you play, but to play against you? Are they trying to stop you different ways than perhaps what they were earlier in the season?
Yeah, we do. Mainly from last year, really. I think when teams sort of identify that we're probably going to be able to bring the pressure and identify that it's something that's going to be a part of our game consistently over the years, not just one year, we found that teams are either trying to defend with the ball, so try and kick the ball and kick mark for longer so we can't get our pressure game going and that enthusiastic step-in style tackling and chaotic nature. And the other thing they would try and do is either do that or they try and play really quick through us so they couldn't, we couldn't catch up to the ball. So Geelong did that okay at the start of the year, and then we were able to identify that. And a couple of teams have tried. I feel like GWS tried to do it, but we've matured in our team defence. So there are a couple of little ways, but at the same time, it really just comes back to when you get the opportunity to pressure, and we saw that last week with North. In the third quarter, for large parts of that third quarter, they were over 2.2 in pressure, which is just enormous numbers. So their effort in intensity and their spine and the names they've got down on paper, they're a bloody good side. I know where they sit on the ladder, I'm aware of that, but... at the same time, this is a seriously significant game for us.
Yeah, no doubt. I was here last week, Scott. They brought great competitive North Melbourne, and this is a big step up for them as a footy club. But, geez, some of their young talent is going to excite not only North fans, we were talking about it pre-match, but the whole competition. Good luck today. It should be close to a full house and a huge day for a couple of big milestones in Steel side bottom, and not forgetting Mason Cox as well.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Scott Selwood, assistant coach at the Pies, who is forging a nice little coaching career post-play.
He was a really good player. I think a lot of people forget how good he was. West Coast Best and Fairest winner. He could play a defensive midfield role, but he could also get the footy as well. He was a very, very good player. They're all going to... All the Selwoods are going to stand in the shadows of Joel, but, yeah, he was good.
Yeah, certainly carved out a good career. And this is the great part, isn't it, Adam? Is, you know, clubs... And now I've got expansive coaching staffs. There are roles for many, even those who haven't got, you know, the biggest names in the game, who can, you know, go on and just sort of ply their trade, do the apprenticeship in coaching and work their way through.
And I think Collingwood do it a little bit differently, which will be a model that others might use into the future. Craig McRae gets so much of the credit. But don't underestimate what Justin Lepich and Brendan Bolton are doing upstairs.
No doubt. Yeah, there's a big team behind the senior coach. Our pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles Trade, providing specialist advice for tilers. And before you dig Australia, lodge a free inquiry online. Josh Jenkins will join us very soon. And Luke Davies Uniac, injured Roo, will be in the box. We're building up to Collingwood and North Melbourne. 320 bounce coming up.